We are celebrating the high and holy festival of Epiphany. It means showing, manifestation. Little Christmas, we called it for centuries. But as a matter of fact, even when we called it Little Christmas, liturgically it was always Big Christmas. The 25th of December was Little Christmas liturgically. We celebrated then the manifestation of God made man to Mary, Joseph, and the shepherds, just a little group of Jews, in response to the promise of the ages that they would have a Messiah. Here he is to the Jewish people. But today, with the coming of the kings, as you sang between the verses of the psalm, Lord, let all the nations praise you. Laudate Dominum omnes gentes, laudate eum omnes populi. Let all the nations know that there is only one true God. It seems to me impossible to read the Old Testament and not see clearly that God loved the Jews, especially, particularly, intimately. They were his chosen people. He led them out of Egypt when he heard them crying in their bondage, dramatically, with signs and wonders. And he led them back to Egypt when there was a famine in that land and the food was in Egypt, with signs even more wondrous. He really loved the Hebrew children. And he loved them just because he loved them. Just because he loved them. Look at how many times he forgave them, over and over and over again. Moses had only to say, give us another chance, give them another chance. But he loved them for another reason too. He loved them for your sake and my sake. So that seeing how much he loved that people, we would learn how much he loves all people. Laudate Dominum omnes gentes. That's how God loves all of us. All the nations, all the peoples, just the way he showed us precisely, specifically, intimately, how he loved the Hebrew children. T.S. Eliot, my friend, has a beautiful poem, The Journey of the Magi. I haven't read it in a long time. It's in Woburn. I would have read it, of course, if I had a chance today, but I didn't. I remember the first line immediately. Just the worst time of year for a journey. And then he enumerates in line after line after line what the wise men must have gone through. The weather, first of all. The good weather, the bad weather, the hot weather, the cold weather, the snow, the rain, the weather. They could only travel in the nighttime. They couldn't travel in the daytime. The star was what was leading them on. They couldn't see it in the daytime. The inns, most of the time there weren't any. When there were, they were bad. The food, most of the time there wasn't any. When there was some, it was bad. The animals, the camels, tired of the journey, sick and dying. The guys drinking and fighting. The whole thing going over and over and over in your mind, and in the back of it all, a little voice saying, this is all crazy. This is all folly. This is all foolishness. Day after day after day after day, trying to find a king on earth by following a star in the heavens. This is foolishness. Turn back and go home. But they didn't turn back. They followed the star, and it led them to the stable. And they saw the child, and they were never the same again. In the opening prayer of today's Mass, the Church tells us, the light of the star for the Magi is what the light of faith is for you. Simple. What this light of the star was for the Magi, the light of faith is for you. Follow the light. Follow the star. Even if it's by night that you have to travel and you can't see your hand in front of you, follow the star. Even if there are no hotels and it's bad weather, follow the star. Even if you're deserted by those around, follow the star, follow the light. And the same difficulties will present themselves. Peter Morin, with Dorothy Day, the founder of the Catholic Worker Movement, who really was the founder of the Catholic Worker Movement in some senses, said that his ambition was to build a society in which it would be easier to be good. And sometimes cynically I thought, it's a good thing Peter's not around now. But I don't know whether it's easier or harder to be good or not. I guess it's a lot harder to be good today. Not because good and evil have gained or lost strength. I think they've been fighting probably a balanced war from the beginning. What's different is the options that are available today. So many stars in the sky. So many lights to choose from. Just like the practical example of when we were kids. At Christmas time, you modestly have a light or two in the window at Christmas time, or a tree. Not 50,000 million lights right on your own front lawn. You know, we went too far. We went too far. There are a lot of lights. A high school kid, a college kid, a young person today, there are a lot of lights. When I was a kid, the light, there was no television at all. My mother and father were the light, and their faith was Rock of Ages, Rock of Ages. All the neighbors that I knew, Catholic, Protestant, and Jew, same faith, Rock of Ages. There was one light. We all had the same light. Sometimes we followed it delayingly. Sometimes we strayed. There was sin, God knows. There was plenty of it. But there was only one light. There was only one light. We knew what St. Augustine knew. We knew what the three kings knew. They couldn't turn back if they wanted to. Their hearts were made for God. And they were restless until they saw him. The star promised them they'd see him if they pursued it, sometimes delaying, occasionally straying, but following no other way, they pursued it, and they came to see what was promised. If we follow the star of faith, it'll be difficult at times. That nagging voice, this is foolishness. What are you bothering with the faith for? Take care of yourself, because you know what the star of faith is. We hoist it as high as we can on the top of all our churches. Greater love than this no one ever had. Take up your cross and follow me. That's the star. If I be lifted up, I will draw all things to myself. That's the star. That's the light. I am the way, the truth, and the light. Those who follow that light like the wise men, will come to see him as is promised in the Word of God, face to face. Eye has not seen, ear has not heard, nor has it entered into the heart of any of us what God has prepared for those who steadfastly follow the light. We sing in one of the hymns, we walk by faith and not by sight. I always kind of choke on that. What do you mean we walk by faith and not by sight? I walk by faith, and that's my way of seeing. Faith is my way of seeing. I follow no other way. That way leads to life. That way leads to the promise, face-to-face encounter and manifestation with the living God. That way leads to the fulfillment of the longing of all our hearts. They were made to know him, to love him, to serve him, and to be with him in the joyful communion of the saints forever and forever and forever.